ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. In the second chapter of Vedanta Sara, having discussed the Ajnanam or Avidya, straight away we have gone to the topic of Ishwaraha. One thing I said in the previous class, I think one of the previous classes, and Prakritihi is threefold. Matter is implied by the word, known by the word prakritihi, because matter is that out of which something is made, literally the material cause. Well, very word prakritihi is a prakriti means that. So prakrishena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. So that by which something is made is called prakriti. Which means, prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. The very word prakritihi means the material cause or the cause from which, out of which, by which something is made. Literally it means. So here, the prakritihi is of three types. One prakriti alone, three different forms, obtains in threefold forms, as vishuddha or Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. So predominantly Sattvic matter. Then Rajav Pradhana or Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Or Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, predominantly Rajasic matter. Then Tamav Pradhana Prakritihi, predominantly Tamasic matter, which is called Prakritihi itself. So we say so Shuddhatva Pradhana Prakritihi, predominantly Sattvic matter is known by the word Maya, predominantly Rajasic matter is known by the word Avidya, and predominantly Tamasic matter is known by the word Prakritihi. Here it is not explicitly said, but still I want you to understand that. And there, from there we moved on to this actual, this. And this, what is the nature of this prakritihi in general? whether it is Maya or Avidya or Prakritihi, whatever is the type of Prakriti, the matter, it is of the nature of Prakriti, the matter is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, it can never reveal its existence by itself. So, it is of the nature of inertness. So, being inert alone is said to be actually ignorant also here. Ignorance means the being inert, not knowing its own existence is inertness. Inertness is the nature of the matter. And this matter is of the nature of constantly undergoing changes. These two things we have to remember. Matter is of the nature of undergoing changes. It can never remain in one form. It will constantly, why matter undergoes change? Because undergoing nature is the changeless nature of the matter, unchangeable nature of the matter. So change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. It keeps undergoing changes. Then it keeps on changing. You have the nature of inertness. There are two important nature features of the matter you have to remember. And this, apart from that matter, if at all we say, and there is consciousness, which is inseparably, distancelessly there, the consciousness which is distinct from this matter. We have to understand two separately. Then we have to say finally we have to say there's no matter. And is consciousness manifest in the matter or associated with the matter gets the qualification as a jiva and Ishvara. Consciousness manifests in avidya, rajapradhana prakritihi, gets the name jiva, and the same consciousness associated with the maya gets the name Ishvaraha. So there's no difference on the part of consciousness, but there's difference in the type of matter it is associated with. Avidya and Maya. But that we understand later on clearly. In the last class, we are seeing the 38th sentence, wherein the topic of Ishvaraha is taken. What is Ishvaraha? What do we mean by the word Ishvaraha? A clear, very beautiful, it's a definition of Ishvara here. What is Ishvaraha? Ishvaraha means the Lord. What is Lord here? A Lord is a concept to be understood, a fact to be understood. So Lord is a status attributed to consciousness in its association with Maya, the predominantly sattvic matter. Therefore, we let us see this now. I prefer you all memorize this sentence. Yetad upahitam chaitanyam. Yetad upahitam chaitanyam. Yetad means you can say maya. So maya upahitam chaitanyam Ishvaraha. So what is Ishvaraha? I'm breaking the sentence there. I'm giving you the definition. Ishvaraha is equal to maya upahitam chaitanyam. What is maya? Shuddhatva pradhana prakritihi. So maya upahitam chaitanyam Ishvaraha. Therefore what? Because of this upadhi, maya stands for what? Now we can say the totality of the mind's everything. Because of this upadhi, there is omniscience on the part of Ishvara, omniscience, sarvajnyatvam, sarva Ishvaratvam, overlordship. Then sarva niyantritvam, niyantritvam, the all ordinarship, niyantritvam. Three are mentioned here. Adi, guna, adi gunakam. So Ishvara is the one who is endowed with these features. So all omniscience, omnipotence, and overlordship. Then afterwards, I explain avyaktam. You have to read each word now. Avyaktam. So one name is given here. What now? Avyaktam. What is avyaktam here? Avyaktam itself is name of the unmanifest. Avyaktam means unmanifest. Vyaktam means manifest. Avyaktam means unmanifest. Unmanifest is what? Unmanifest universe. Universe unmanifest is avyaktam. Therefore, you can understand now, Ishvaraha is what? The universe unmanifest is Ishvara. And what is unmanifest here? The cause is said to be the unmanifest effect. The effect unmanifest is the cause. The cause manifest is the effects. So you can say the entire universe is vyaktam. Vyaktam jagat avyaktam Ishvaraha. So universe unmanifest is the cause of the universe. And the cause of the universe is what? Ishvara. Why? What causes? Both intelligent cause and the material causes of the universe. So Ishvara is both the causes. Intelligent cause of the universe also is Ishvara. Material cause of the universe also is Ishvara. The one Ishvara, you are both the causes of the universe. Therefore, we say what? In that cause alone, especially in the material cause alone, Ishvara being the material cause, the whole Jagat, what now? When it's unmanifest, that is Ishvara. The universe unmanifest itself is Ishvara. So, cause is Ishvara. Unmanifest means the cause. So, effect means division comes, then the differences come, differences are there and the part of the effects, then the form, there is a name, there is a function purpose, nama, rupa, karma, form, name and function, all the three must be there for any effect. If there is a form, and that form is indicated by a given form is indicated by a given word. And if that form mentioned by a given, indicated by a given word, serves a given purpose, we call it an effect. What is an effect? A product or effect is an object which has a given form, and which is indicated by a given word, and which serves a given purpose. It's called nama, rupa, karma. But when there is no form which cannot be indicated by a given word, and which does not for which cannot serve any purpose, then we call it karanam, cause, avyaktam. Vyaktam means it is useful, it serves a purpose, it because it is indicated by a word, and it has a given form, and it is available for transaction, available for usage. It's effect. So when the form is not available, it cannot be specifically indicated, it does not serve any purpose. Does not is enough in use, we call it a cause, karanam, avyaktam. So cause is called avyaktam, effect is called vyaktam. So the universe which you are experiencing now in the waking is what? Vyakta prapanchaha. Vyakta prapanchaha. And this now, this vyakta prapanchaha, but every form here, all the forms are distinguishable. And then they are manifest. They have they serve a purpose. They indicate by words. Whereas in as avyakta means unmanifest, means unmanifest is that, unmanifest is the cause wherein the forms are not distinguishable. Therefore, they cannot be specifically indicated by the specific words, given words, and they do not serve any purpose. They are not available for transaction or interaction. It's called avyaktam. Like I gave the example last time, if there is a piece of gold, and then that gold, it doesn't serve any purpose. It still has a value, it's a different thing, but you cannot wear it like an ornament. So there are chains, there are bangles, there are rings, all the forms are there, the names are there, but the forms, names and the purposes, all of them remain unmanifest, undifferentiated. The forms are unmanifest, therefore they're undifferentiated with the given names. They do not serve any purpose, called avyaktam. So what is avyaktam? Avyaktam, unmanifest, is a name used to mean Ishvara. What is Ishvara? Ishvara is the consciousness associated with this Maya matter, is called Ishvara. And that Ishvara is the Karanam, Jagat Karanam, the material cause as well as the intelligent cause. Being the material cause, the entire universe, all these forms and names, functions remain undifferentiated, unmanifest, is what? Avyaktam. The cause is avyaktam. Avyaktam. Therefore, one more word is antaryami. Avyaktam and antaryami. Antaha sarvam yamayati iti antaryami. So that in which everything remains resolved. So antaryami implies what? The manifest gross universe and the subtle universe, the sukshthula prapanchaha and sukshma prapanchaha, both, all of them remain resolved as one unmanifest, undifferentiated, where that is called antaryami. Antaryami is that in which everything remains resolved as one undifferentiated, unmanifest universe. Cause. So the entire universe remains unmanifest, undifferentiated as one cause. Is called what? Antaryami. Then Jagat Karanam. Therefore, what to say? Because avyaktam, because antaryami, we can say what? Jagat Karanam Ishwaraha. The cause of the universe is Ishwaraha. In fact, we can use another word. Ishwaraha is equal to Karana Prapanchaha. So Karana Prapanchaha, avyaktam, antaryami, Jagat Karanam, all these four different words are used to mean Ishwaraha. Jagat Karanam is equal to Ishwaraha. Antaryami is equal to Ishwaraha. Avyaktam is equal to Ishwaraha. All the three mean why? All the three words almost mean the same. Avyaktam is equal to Ishwara. Why Ishwara is called Avyaktam? Because everything remains unmanifest as the cause. Why Antaryami? Because all this remain resolved in Ishwara. Resolved, therefore it's called Antaryami. Why Jagat Karanam? Because the universe remains unmanifest as the cause. And from there alone, all the forms and names become manifest. What Jagat Karanam? So, Avyaktam Antaryami Jagat Karanam, three words mean the same, not three different things. Okay, why Avyaktam? Why Antaryami? Why Jagat Karanam? Three different words are used to mean what? Ishwaraha. Suppose you can clearly say, what is Ishwaraha? Who is God? Who is the Lord? You can say, cause of the universe. You can say, Antaryami, in whom everything remains resolved as one undifferentiated matter. Or Avyaktam, the universe remains unmanifest, it is Ishwara. Okay. And therefore, we called what now? Sarvajnyatvam, Sarveshwaratvam, Sarnayatnyantratvam. All these three features also belong to only Ishwara. Iticha vyapadishyate. It also said to be vyapadishyate means is very clearly presented here. Then sakala ajnana avabhasakatvat. See, Ishwara is sakala ajnana avabhasakaha. Sakala ajnana avabhasakatvam. Avabhasakaha means the one. Ajnanam here means the sakala ajnana means the entire universe, the material universe, which is of the nature of inertness, is called sakala ajnanam. The entire universe, the material universe, which is of the nature of inertness, is universe is illumined by what? Avabhasakatvat. So that which alone shines in the form of the entire universe and which alone brings this universe into manifestation, light, also what? Ishwaraha. Sarva avabhasakatvat. So sarva avabhasakatvam stands for Ishwara being the intelligent cause. And other three words stand for Ishwara being the material cause. So when all these forms, names and functions become manifest from Ishwara, the material cause, and how all this entire universe being the inert universe, and how does it come to light? It comes to light because of the, again, blessing of Ishwara as the intelligent cause. Okay, now that's the 39th sentence. Ishwarasyayam samashti Ishwarasya Ishwarasya iyam samashti Ishwarasya iyam samashti means what? This maya iyam samashti means this maya Vishuddhatva pradana prakriti maya. This maya shakti of Ishwara akhila karanatvat. Akhila, you being the cause of everything. See, this maya shakti of Ishwara is implied, mentioned by the word samashtihi here. Okay. Iyam samashtihi means this total power called maya, power of Ishwara, known by the word maya, happens to be the cause of everything here. How many matters are there? We are going to say there's no matter at all finally. Happens to be the only material cause. The Ishwara's power, the total power called Maya, happens to be the only cause of the entire cosmos, entire universe. Akila Jagat Karanatvat is called what now? Karana Shariram. Here Karana Shariram is Karana Prapanchaha. In this context, Karana Shariram means Karana Prapanchaha. Akila Karanatvat Karana Shariram. Also called what? Causal body. Causal body of means what? The universe. Causal universe. which means already we have seen that karanatva, same thing is repeated here. Karana shariram iti uchyate. You have to take it that way. Why Ishvara is called karana shariram, karana prapanchaha? Because akila karanatvat. Ishvara happens to be the cause of everything. Ishvara is said to be the causal universe. Karana shariram, karana prapanchaha. And what is the, how Ishvara is the cause of everything? Because it is Ishvara's maya. So Ishvarasyam samashtihi means Ishvara's, this total power called maya, happens to be the cause of everything. Ishvara is said to be the causal universe or causal body. Karana shariram. Okay, next one. Ananda prachuratvat. Ananda prachuratvat. And the fullness being the cause, fullness happens to be the nature of Ishvara. Swarupam of Ishvara. A Jeeva's Swarupam also is fullness. Anandaha. Ishvara's Swarupam also is what? Anandaha. Why? Because both Swarupam of Ishvara and Jeeva happens to be what? One and the same reality. Ishvara's Swarupam also is what? Anandaha. So, Ananda Prachuratvat. Ishvara's Swarupam being fullness. Now, Koshavat Achadakatvat. Again, Koshavat Achadakatvat. Even though Ishvara is of the nature of fullness, and but Ishvara is not available for, are not available for perception, as though covered, it was also called what now? Anandamaya Koshaha. Then, Sarva Uparamatvat Sushuptihi. Now, Sushuptihi, see, we also say the Sushupti is the, you know, Sushuptihi or Pralaya, you can say both. You have to understand the Pralaya only through the model of the deep sleep state. Sarva Uparamatvat Sushuptihi. We call it Pralaya is also like a sleep only. Sarva Uparamatva means what happens in sleep. In sleep, all the sense powers are withdrawn. All the, this withdrawing is called Uparamatva. Uparamatva means withdrawal of all the powers. All the sense powers are withdrawn. All the powers of organs of actions are withdrawn. All the thoughts are withdrawn. Everything is resolved. Therefore, pranas alone function. When everything is resolved, what happens? Sarva Uparamatvat. Even the knowledge, I am, thoughts are all resolved. Therefore, it is called Sushuptihi. Sleep is, it is called Sushupti Avastha. It is called Anandamaya Koshaha. It is called, why Anandamaya Koshaha? It is called, now he says, Sarva Uparamatvat Sushuptihi. Why do you call it a Sushuptihi? Sleep. When everything resolves in, because everything is resolved there. In the same way, understand in Pralaya also what happens when the all, everything will be remain just as in sleep, you do not know anything. So in Pralayam also, there will not be any distinction, differentiation, specification. Everything will be withdrawn. Everything will be withdrawn and remain as one. What's called a Sushuptihi, sleep. Sthula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam. Your Sukshma, Sthula Sukshma Karana Prapancha Layasthanam. Layasthanam means an abode of resolution of gross, subtle universes. When the gross universe resolves, subtle manifestation also resolves, then what is there? Both manifestations resolve. There is only unmanifest universe. Sthula, sukshma, prapancha, layasthanam. Layasthanam. We can say water is the layasthanam. Water with its stillness, water obtaining in stillness, the form of stillness, is the layasthanam for all the waves. Let me give an example for here. Where does the gross universe remain resolved? In the Ishvara. So subtle universe also remains resolved. Subtle and the gross universe, when they resolve, where do they remain resolved? In Ishvara, as the cause. Therefore, layasthanam, sthula prapancha layasthanam, a place of resolution of the sthula prapancha, gross universe, a place of resolution of the subtle universe also. So both the universe resolve means what? There's only causal universe. That causal universe is what? Ishvara. I'll give an example here. If it becomes very clear, then we can understand later on. Because Tattva Bodhaya understood this, all jivas, the words used are all for jiva. And here all those words are used for Ishvara here. Ishvara is mentioned as what now? Karna Shariram. Instead of using Karna Prapancha, Karna Shariram is used. And Anandamaya Kosha is used. So don't get confused here. Let me tell you. Sthula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam Ishvaraha. Learn everything correctly. Let us go from the last sentence, okay? Sthula Sukshma Kar Prapancha Layasthanam. And understand one thing first, then we can go to the next sentence. Sthula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam. We will go backward again, okay? Don't worry. Sthula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam. Sthanam means what? A place. Sthanam means a place. Layasthanam means a place of resolution. Layasthanam means what? A place of resolution. A place of resolution means that a place where something resolves. Okay? Here, what resolves where? Sukshma prapanchaha resolves. Sukshma prapanchasya layasthanam Ishvaraha. The entire, the place of resolution of the subtle universe is Ishvara. Okay? And not only sukshma prapanchasya layasthanam Ishvaraha, sthula prapanchasya api layasthanam Ishvaraha. The place of resolution of the gross universe is equal to Ishvara. The place of resolution of the subtle universe also is Ishvara. So gross universe and subtle universe remain resolved in Ishvara. When they resolve, it is only what? The place of resolution is Ishvara. Sthula, sukshma, prapancha layasthanam. Let me give an example here, then we go back to these things. Take for example, if I say the layasthanam, the place of resolution of all the waves, is water obtaining in the form of stillness. Don't stretch the example and get confused, okay? Water obtaining in the form of stillness, or water in stillness condition, is the place of resolution of all the waves. If you say, what does it mean? when all the waves resolve, what is there? When the waves are not there, waves are resolved, there is only stillness. When the stillness is disturbed, there are waves. When the waves become quiet, there is stillness. Waves resolve, there is stillness. Stillness is disturbed, there are waves. Now, what is the layasthanam of the waves? Stillness. But you can say, stillness, where does the stillness exist? Stillness does not exist outside of water. Therefore, water with its stillness, the inseparable stillness, water with this inseparable stillness is the layasthanam of all the waves. Water with its stillness is the layasthanam for all the waves. In the same way, where does the Sukshma Prapancha resolve? What is the layasthanam of Sukshma Prapancha and Sthula Prapancha? Maya. Where is Maya? A Maya has no independent existence outside of consciousness. Just as water and stillness are not separable, in fact, stillness can never be counted as a parallel reality. Therefore, the stillness is water. Stillness is of the water. But we do experience what water and stillness we say. We use the term and also. And this water with its stillness alone disturbed, because what? Innumerable countless waves. When all the waves resolve, and what is the place of resolution of the waves? What is the layasthanam of the waves? Layasthanam of the waves is nothing but stillness. And the stillness is not outside of water. You can say what? The water obtaining in the form of stillness is the layasthanam of all the waves. In the same way, the consciousness with its power called Maya is the layasthanam of all this entire gross and subtle universe. And this, for you to understand, you have to use your own model of sleep. You have to understand your own sleep. Suppose everything resolves, how will it be? How will it be if there is only consciousness with its power of Maya? A Maya is a name given to the power of consciousness. How will consciousness alone, consciousness be with this inseparable power of Maya? You have to see your own deep sleep state. Understand that. Then you can understand that. In deep sleep state, when you are, how you are not knowing you are. You are not knowing the universe. And when you are yourself, not knowing you are, not knowing the universe is, then there is non-dual experience. There's a second thing. In deep sleep state, when you are in fast asleep, when you're in deep sleep, there is no division, there is no difference, there is no second thing, there is no experience of pain, there is no experience of pleasure, there is no experience of pairs of opposites, there's experience of experiencelessness. But as long as you are in sleep, you do not even know there is experience. You are just yourself without a second thing, without a division, without any experience. One has to understand the pralayam only through the model of sleep. In pralayam, how everything would be. Exactly how you are in sleep, so will there be in pralayam. No division, no differences, no experience of experience. There will not be a second thing. There will not be a second person. There will not be any experience. You will be just yourself. When you are yourself, there is just pure consciousness, one indivisible, partless whole. So, will there be in pralayam also, mahapralayam also? There is no pralayasthanam. There is no layasthanam of the jagat, other outside of consciousness. There is no other place of resolution of the worlds other than Ishvara. All the worlds remain resolved as Ishvara. You can say resolved in Ishvara, resolved as Ishvara. Both are correct. You know why? Now all the worlds remain resolved. What is there is Ishvara. And all the worlds remain resolved in Ishvara. As Ishvara. Which means there is consciousness with its power. Inseparable power. One more thing I tell you. When I gave the example of water and waves, the stillness, when you say water is with its stillness, means you don't count stillness. That is how water is. Do not count stillness. You just say water alone is. Water remains still, you can say. You don't count the stillness. Similarly, when everything remains resolved, then there is consciousness alone with its power, means consciousness alone is. You do not count the Maya separately. But there is power. In fact, this power itself is what? Power of knowing is power of creation. The creative power is nothing but power of knowing. Knowing is creating. Knowing is lending existence. Lending existence is creating. See, when the universe is not available for experience, when this universe is not available for experience, where does the universe go? does the universe exist or doesn't exist? It exists. Where does it exist? When it is not available for experience, you call it, it remains resolved. It is resolved. Then where does it remain resolved? Not outside of Ishvara. Therefore, sthula prapanchasya layasthanam, sukshma prapanchasya layasthanam, Ishvaraha. And now it must become very clear, Ishvaraha is a title attributed to consciousness with its power of Maya, which is called a creative power. Therefore, Mahapralayaha, when all this universe, when the gross universe and subtle universe remain resolved as Maya in consciousness, as the power, resolved power of consciousness, then you call it Sushuptihi, Ishvara sleep, Yoga Nidra. Then everything remains withdrawn in Ishvara. We call it, the word is Yoga Sushuptihi, Ishvara sleep is called Yoga Nidra. Our sleep is Nidra, Bhagavan's sleep is Yoga Nidra. So Pralaya, Mahapralaya is Yoga Nidra. Our everyday sleep is Layaha. Death is Pralaya. And Mahapralaya is Ishvara's sleep. So now, I want to use the words, different words here. So later on we are going to see the Jiva, then it becomes much clearer for you. Because for Jiva also we are going to the same terms we are going to come across. See, Ishvarasya Iyam Samashtihi. There you have to write, Iyam Samashtihi is equal to Maya. Ishvarasya Maya. Then akhila karanatvat, due to because of its being the cause of everything. Karana shariram is equal to karana prapanchaha. Iyam samashtihi is equal to maya. Then karana shariram is equal to karana prapanchaha. Because same word will come across later on for Jiva also. That is why better you understand. Karana Shariram is equal to Karana Prapanchaha. Right, separately, then you will understand. Okay, then Sushuptihi Yoga Nidra. Now you can say, second thing, Sarvajnyatvam, omniscience, Sarva Ishwaratvam, overlordship, Sarva Niyantrutvam, omnipotence, all ordinarship, Avyaktam, unmanifest, Antaryami, the one in whom everything is resolved, remains resolved. Then Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe. One thing, whether it is a Layaha, everyday sleep, or Pralayaha, death, or Mahapralayaha, deluge, total dissolution. Whatever happens, in all these three conditions, one thing is very similar. There is non-dual experience. Advaita Anubhavaha. In Layaha, in Pralayaha, in Mahapralayaha, there is non-dual experience. But one cannot talk about the experience when you are in sleep. When you are asleep, after you fall asleep, how you are in sleep, so during the, until after death, until you are born, that period, like until you wake up, similarly, until the new Srishti, there is what? We say, when Laya, Pralaya and Mahapralaya, there is non-dual experience. When there is non-dual experience, which means there is only oneness. There is no division. Whenever there is non-dual experience, see, in non-dual experience, there is always experience of bliss. Which is called what? Anandamayaha. Whenever there is non-dual experience, there is no identity, there is no division, that the sukham one experiences in during Laya, Pralaya or Mahapralaya is called what? Anandamayaha. Which means it is experience. Experience of sukham. Experiential sukham is different from swarupa sukham. The swarupa sukham is which one has to see as one's own swarupam in the knowledge. But experiential sukham is called anandamayaha. Therefore, that's also mentioned here. Ananda prachuratvat koshavad achadakatvat anandamaya koshaha. And whether in pralaya, in laya, in mahapralaya, there cannot be the knowledge of existence of the self or of the world. There is no knowledge of, there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the self or the world. Therefore, we call it koshavata achadakam. Therefore, it is as though it is covered. Exactly what is in sleep, so will be in, the experience will be in the Mahapralayam also. If at all the Mahapalayam happens, it will be the same in the death also. Therefore, when you exist, or when there is consciousness, when you are there, without the knowledge of the existence of yourself and the world, what happens to the world? You are there in sleep, in death. After death and after Mahapalayam also, you will ever be. You means what? As pure knowledge. But what happens to the matter? What happens to the material manifestations? The material universe. Everything remains resolved. Everything is withdrawn as though. Everything remains resolved. That is why the word antaryami is used. Resolved where? Not outside. Antaha sarvam amayamayati iti antaryami. All of them remain resolved in, not outside of, far from. Therefore, antaryami. Therefore, we say, there is no knowledge of the self or the world. Therefore, we say what? Sarvam, as though nothing is there. Anandamaya. The kosh koshavat. As though it is covered. The Ishwar also remains as though covered. Not only Jiva is covered here, Ishwar also is as though covered. When? In Mahapalaya. So, Sarva Uparamatvat. Uparamaha means everything is withdrawn into the self. Everything is withdrawn into the self, into Ishvara. Therefore, we say what? No, that is Sushuptihi. That is called Yoga Nidra. And that, in that Yoga Nidra, we can say Layasthanam. For Ishvara is the Layasth. Ishvara is asleep. Ishvara, you're understanding Ishvara itself as now what now? Yoga Nidra is Ishvara. Layasthanam, Sthula Sukshma Prapancha Layasthanam is Ishvara. Anandamaya Kosha is Ishvara. Karna Shariram, Karna Prapanchaha is Ishvara. What is Ishvara? Ishvara with its power of Maya. Consciousness with its power of Maya. Power called Maya is Ishvara. Therefore, first sentence is given Yetad Upahitam Chaitanyam. So, Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam is equal to Ishvara, and that Ishvara is elaborated. Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam is equal to Ishvara is elaborated in all these other sentences. Sarvagyatu, Sarveshwaratu, Sarvaniyantrutvadi Gunakam, Vyakta, Avyaktam, Antaryami, Jagat Karanam, Ishwaraha, Iti Vyapadishyate. Then, not only that, Sakala Avabhasakaha, the illuminator of everything, the knower of everything. So, in this 38 and 39, in two of this, Ishvara has been discussed very clearly. Any doubts here?
Yeah, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
So Ishvara is just something I don't understand. We're saying that Ishvara is unmanifest, undifferentiated.
No. What I'm saying, when everything remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, we call it Ishvara.
Yeah, okay. No, I understand.
You understand that. Ishvara in the standpoint of light of your own.
You can never
understand. So how will it be if this Mahapalayam happens?
I understand that. But then we say...
Sorry. Unmute yourself, Sachin.
Yeah, but then we say Ishvara is Sarvagnyatvam, right? So we're saying it's non-dual experience, even Mahapralaya, right? So
yeah.
But then we're saying Sarvagnyatvam, Sarveshwara, surely
let me tell you. I understand what you're asking me. See, better learn this verse. Sarvagnyaha is all-knowing adjective. Sarvagyatvam is a noun form of it. Having the status of being the all-knower, all-knowing is what? Sarvagyatvam. Enjoying the status of being the all-knowing is called Sarvagyatvam. Sarvagyaha means all-knowing. Sarvajnaha means omniscient. Sarvajnatvam is omniscience. The noun adjective. Let me tell you, understand what you are asking. Sarvajnaha means omniscient. Sarvajnatvam is omniscience. Mm-hmm. Sarveshwaraha is the Lord of everything. And Sarveshwaratvam, overlordship, having the status of being the Lord of everything. Sarva Niyanta ஆல் ஆர்டைனர் சர்வ நியந்திரத்துவம் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி ஆர்டைனர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் பெட்டர் லேர்ன் திஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் சர்வஜ்ஞா சர்வஜ்ஞத்வம் சர்வேஸ்வர சர்வ ஈஸ்வரத்துவம் சர்வ நியந்தா சர்வ நியந்திரத்துவம் got three words okay so sarvajna omniscient sarvajnyatvam omniscience sarveshwarah the lord of everything sarveshwaratvam having the status of being the lord of everything sarvaniyanta all ordainer all control all ruler controller sarva niyantrutvam having the status of being the ordainer of everything okay who has this this is actually they all virtues of ishvara ishvara's virtues and who is ishvara here It is no Ishvara other than consciousness with its power called Maya. Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam is equal to Ishvara. This Ishvara alone has these features. That is very clear. But Ishvara is also called what? Jagat Karanam. Cause of the universe. Both material and the intelligent cause of the universe. Okay. Then, when do you call Ishvara? A manifest universe also is Ishvara. But we give a different name. We don't call Mantaryami then. When the universe is manifest, The whole universe, Vyakta Prapanchaha. Okay. Let me go by another word. Okay, the whole universe, what are Avyaktam? Being the cause of the universe, we call another word is what? Avyaktam. That's the name given to Ishvara. Not only Avyaktam, Antaryami. Being the cause, the one in whom everything resolves, Antaryami. Okay, again you give another word, Avyaktam Antaryami Jagat Karanam. All the three words. And then later on, we also understood, I said there's only, when everything resolves, We understood all these words, you understood very clearly. Jagat Karanam, you understood. You also understood other words, Antaryami. Understood other word, Avyaktam. Three words you understood. The next I say, when I said, Karana Shariram, See, Avyaktam, Karna Shariram, both mean the same. They are two different things. Karna Shariram is another word for Karna Prapanchaha. Karna Prapanchaha means nothing but Karanam. Karna Prapanchaha is equal to cause of the universe. Universe in causal condition. Karna Shariram. Karana Prapanchaha means a cause, that's all. A wood can be said to be, wood can, suppose the cause of the table, the wood can be said to be cause, Karana table, causal table, table in its causal condition. Karana Prapanchaha means nothing but Karanam only, cause. Okay, that's also very clear now. Because too many words are used, don't get confused. Karana Shariram, Karana Prapanchaha, Jagat Karanam, Avyaktam, all these words are mean the same only. Only Ishwaraha. Okay. Then when universe remains resolved, then what is universe? Ishwara. When the universe, the sthula prapancha is not there, social prapancha is not there, when all the universes are not there, then what is there? Ishwara. When the universe Ishwara is there, what is the experience then? There's a non-dual experience. Whenever there's non-dual experience, is called Sukhanubhava. There's again Sukham. That non-dual experience is called here Anandamaya Kosha. Okay. And everything, because it is resolved, like in your individual sleep, in Mahapralayam also, everything is withdrawn. Sarva Uparamatvam. Everything is withdrawn towards itself. Therefore, it's called what? Sushuptihi. That's called Sushuptihi, means Mahapralayaha is called what now? Sushuptihi, Yoga Nidra. You can never understand Yoga Nidra with your mind. You use your own model of sleep. This is how in sleep, how you are in sleep, so you will be in a death and also in Mahapralaya. So that's how Ishra also will be in. There's no Ishra other than consciousness. How consciousness will be in Mahapralaya? What happens? What is the experience in sleep? So will be the experience. But again, when the Srishti happens, you cannot recollect the experience. So, sthula, sukshma, prapancha, layasthanam. Now, your question is, if there is non-dual experience, if there is nothing is known, etc., how do you call Ishvara sarvajnaha? Isn't it? Because when everything is resolved, what is, say, in Mahapralaya, Ishvara is just the knowledge. Ishvara is knowledge without its manifestation. Knowledge without its manifestation is what? Ishvara. You can give the name Antaryami. The knowledge manifest is also what? Ishvara. Knowledge associated with the manifesting, pure knowledge associated with the manifesting medium is Ishvara. The pure knowledge manifest in the manifesting medium is also Ishvara. Understand? Then the pure knowledge manifesting in different manifesting medium is also Ishvara. Ishvara is the always pure knowledge associated with the manifesting medium. Its own power is Ishvara. But you get three different names. When the knowledge is manifest, recognizable, knowledge associated with the manifesting medium, but not yet manifest, you call it Antaryami. The knowledge manifest, when it's recognizable, you call it Brahma, subtle manifestation, Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. The same knowledge manifested totally, partially manifest is Hiranyagarbha, totally manifest is Virat. The pure knowledge associated with its manifesting medium is Ishvara. And manifesting medium is not something different from it, its own power. And a pure, the knowledge manifest in its medium, its own power, partial manifestation, subtle manifestation is given what now? Is given the name Hiranyagarbha. When there's a total manifestation of knowledge, is called Virat. Because I use the term Ishwara, must be confusing you. When you say everything is Ishwara, gross manifestation also is Ishwara. Bhagavan, you give the name, different name. What is it? Virat. Virateshwara. Virateshwaraha. Subtle manifestation is what? Ishwara, Bhagavan. Hiranyagarbheshwara. What is Antaryamishwaraha? Unmanifest. So gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, unmanifest. So knowledge, there is no power which is outside of the consciousness. And the very power of consciousness itself is here in the manifesting medium. In fact, there's only knowledge. We are going to understand later on, there is no ignorance at all. There's no matter at all. There's no ignorance at all. There's only knowledge. That's why Vedanta Sara should be studied after Tattva Bodha. Because the words are all used differently here, completely different words. In fact, Anandamaya Kosha, etc. are used only to mean the Jiva. Here first Ishvara is discussed first, then he goes to Jiva. So the word Ishvaraha used, the Lord, a Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha, Virat, they are not mentioned here. They are going to come later on. Here Antaryami alone is used. When do you call Ishwaraha Antaryami? When do you call Ishwara Hiranyagarbha? When do you call Ishwara Virat? There is no Ishwaraha other than knowledge. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness is Ishwara. With its own power, given the name Ishwara. Ishwara is a status. Ishwaraha, the Lord, is a status, qualification, title, attributed to the pure knowledge with its power. You don't distinguish the power and see, or you just say pure knowledge, you call it Brahma or Atma. The pure knowledge or pure consciousness, you see it with its power. My God, what a power it has. The power you look, the power is inseparable. Just as stillness is inseparable from the water, the power is inseparable. You have to say there is a power of consciousness. There's a power of fire. There's a power of sun. There's a power of consciousness, which is inseparable physically. At the same time, you have to talk about it separately. So when you look at that consciousness with its power, you give Ishwara status. And that one and the only consciousness with this inseparable power alone becomes what? The intelligent cause as well as the material cause. We'll talk about Srishti and it'll become much clearer. But now you can understand this much. The one and the only consciousness, only reality, with its power, it gets the status, Ishwara status, Ishwara qualification, becomes both the causes, metal and the intelligent cause of the universe. When that, and that power itself becomes what? There's no second thing, second reality. The its own power becomes the manifesting medium. And the power is of the nature of undergoing changes. But not the consciousness. It is consciousness does not undergo any change. But the power is of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, the power itself becomes a manifesting medium. When there is no change on the part of the power, there is no manifestation. So when the manifesting medium happens with its own power, and when there's disturbance, there's this manifestation. The subtle manifestation is a gross manifestation. The partial manifestation, total manifestation. The total manifestation, where subtle and gross, everything is manifest. You give the name Ishvara what? Viradishvaraha. Subtle manifestation, Hiranyagarbheshvaraha. When there's subtle and gross, everything is unmanifest, remains as one. We call Karana Shariram, Karana Prapanchaha, Jagat Karanam, Antaryamishwaraha. So, Ishvara has got three functional names. I look at the total manifestation as manifestation of the only reality knowledge. What is it? Ishvara. We give a different name, Virat Ishvara, Mahavishnu. One and the same reality, when there's only manifestation and partial manifestation or subtle manifestation, also is what? Is Ishvara. You give the different name, Hiranyagarbheshvara. When this universe unmanifest also, where is it? It's knowledge. Unmanifest universe is a pure knowledge. You do even then you call what? With this matter, you see it as with the soul's own power. When you see the knowledge with its power, Ishvara. When you see the knowledge as a pure knowledge, without saying its power, you give the name Brahma. As on the whole, there's only reality, only one reality, which is consciousness. And the power of consciousness is the matter. There's no matter other than consciousness. There's no other than this power of consciousness. And it is of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, that everything is what? Subtle and gross. When everything resolves also, it remains as what? That's why it gives example of waves and water, even though it doesn't sound very appropriate. The entire gross universe remains, resolves means, subtle universe resolves. Where does it remain? Where does the universe go? Where can the universe go? It remains as just the power. And where? All remain resolved. Antara yamayati, antaha yamayati remains as one. Therefore, this is what you need to know here today. I didn't want to talk about Virat and Hiranyagarbha, but still there's only knowledge. Unmanifest is also knowledge. Manifest also is knowledge. Knowledge manifest is the experienced, the universe available for experience. Knowledge manifest is the universe available for, again, subtle universe available for experience. When the both universe, the subtle and gross, you had available for experience, then also there is knowledge, where the power is not manifest as the universe. The power of consciousness not manifest as the universe, there is power. So universe, power of consciousness manifest is the universe. The universe resolved is the power. The universe resolved is the power of consciousness called Maya. The power of consciousness called Maya manifest is the universe. Maya manifest is universe. Okay. Universe resolved is Maya. I'll tell you again. Power manifest is the universe. Universe resolved is Maya. Whether the power manifest as the universe or resolved as power, where does it resolve? Where does it exist? That is why in a way it's right. Ulage mayam. The whole universe is, it's not delusion, okay? It's knowledge. Don't take the word, when you sing, they sing, it's not the delusion. You know, it's not delusion. It is not permanent. When they say the world is Maya, it won't be there permanent, because the nature of the power is of undergoing changes. So power of consciousness manifest is universe. Universe unmanifest is power. Like stillness disturbed is the waves. The waves resolved is stillness. Whether it's an unmanifest power or the manifest universe, it doesn't exist outside of consciousness. It is Ishvara. Today, Antaryameshwara is the subject matter of today's class. I had to spend a lot of time breaking only one thing, because the words used are different from Tattvabodha. Have you answered your question, Sachin?
Yeah.
So, I think all of you must have understood the same thing. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.